Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man show program here on Tuesday, November the 30th of 2021. And I am your host, as usual, the Miracle Man, coming to you from here in Midland, Michigan, where I live. And my sincere apology for the late start, technical difficulties, but now we're on. And it's good to be with you, as it always is. Every time I do an episode, it's always good to be with you. It really is. It's not just something I say. No, I honestly mean it whenever I say that. Whenever I say it's good to be with you, I really mean it. Because I honestly enjoy doing this. And I love those of you who tune in. I really do. Amen. I do. If you have watched national news today in the last, I'd say 5-6 hours, you probably know, if you've watched the national news in the last 6 hours, that there was a shooting incident at a high school here in the state of Michigan, specifically in Oxford, which is a Metro Detroit suburb. I am not here to give you all the details on it. I know 6 people were hurt, 3 people died. And the way I see it, that was 3 people too many that died as a result of that cowardly act, violent act, senseless violence. And no, the gun did not do the killing. From what I understand, it's either a 15 or a 16-year-old that's in custody. Is that how you – was 15 or 16? Yeah, 15-year-old, I believe I'm not going to say whether it's a student of said high school. I don't know. Yes, I'm all right. I was just frogging my throat. But I'm saying all that to say I want you to pray for those there in Oxford, that justice is served, that the person who did this is held responsible, like true justice is served, and that it's up to parents to raise their children properly. It's up to parents. It's not up to the schools to truly raise them. You send your children to school. If you send them to school and don't homeschool them, you send them there to teach them reading, writing, and arithmetic. And yeah, maybe PE, you know, physical education, art, you know, different things like that. But the school is not supposed to be your child's parent. Obviously, there's things with, because ultimately it's up to the parent. It truly is. It's up to the parent to raise up their children. And the Bible says, train up a child in the way they should go, and when they are old, they should not depart. So, parents, hug your children tonight, please. And, of course, be praying for those. Well, that's all I'm going to say about that. That's it. On a bit of a brighter note. No, I'm not trying to sound excited about not doing a show tomorrow night by any means. No, I'm not trying to sound excited about it, but I just mean brighter because it's less sad. I do want to let you know that there will not be a show tomorrow night due to the starting of the leadership conference at my church. It is a conference about leadership, good leadership, and it's about ultimately leadership in the church and even leadership in our homes, you can say. And I don't know about you, but I know right now we need some good leadership in our country. And other things. But if you're looking for information on the leadership conference, go online to marktbarclay.com. And Anna, the Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo area, if you're listening, Anna, I hope to see you at the conference tomorrow night. Okay. And real quickly, let me just check the time. And very quickly, before we get into our music, because since it is Christmas time now, we're into Christmas mode, to where we do some Christmas music before we get into the Word. Before we do that, before we do that, I want to mention to you very quickly regular things that I always mention to you. Number one, very quick-like, is our book, Rivers of Miracles. Go online to the website, Rivers of Miracles, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com, to find out information about our book, Rivers of Miracles, which is the story of the various miracles that Jesus has done in my life in the first 30 years of my life. And I know I've been alive for 2 years since then, but, you know, God's still faithful. God's still doing things. God makes a way when there seems to be no way. Praise God. Still here. Still carrying on. And so, praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Also, I want to mention to you our PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com. In the search bar, type in Rivers Shukla. That name is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. And the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Keep in mind that that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. Also, I want to have you keep in mind that the R in Rivers and the S, the first R in Rivers, that is, and the S in Shukla are both capitalized. So please, keep that in mind. So, keep in mind that as you sow your seed, I pray for your seed. Every time I get notification that seed has been sown into this program. And the verse I want you to have in your heart as you sow your seed tonight is, therefore, my God shall supply all of my needs according to the, according to how much snow is at the North Pole for Santa. Let me think here. According to the availability of your son's Hot Wheels gift that he wants for Christmas. Wait a minute. Isn't that what it says? Oh, sorry. So, no. Therefore, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. That's where it's at. Yeah, amen. According to his riches and glory. And I know, sometimes listeners, every once in a while when I'm quoting a verse or reading, sometimes listeners, my pastor even, he likes to tease by reading them, saying them a different way so that he can see whether or not people are paying attention. And hopefully people will say, no, like, that's not right. And sometimes I'll say something about, like, you know, maybe according to the price of gas or according to. But since it is the holidays, I figured I'd use a couple of Christmas ones. And, you know, and so, anyhow, bless you as you sow your seed. Say, chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They then know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna smile to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas Merry Christmas to you. Sung by a choir. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. Who sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he's sparse and brown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman until the other children come around. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. To face, I'm afraid, the plans that we made. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job while you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. To face, I'm afraid, the plans that we made. Walking in a winter wonderland. Whiter than snow, oh, whiter than snow. Lord, wash me and I can be whiter than snow. Lord Jesus, I long to be perfectly whole. So wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. And heaven, heaven, and nature sing. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love. And wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Lamb on the sons and doors, appears and divine and grace. Repeat the sound in joy. Repeat the sound in joy. Repeat, repeat the sound in joy. Joy to the world, The Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven, heaven, nature sing. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you tonight, Lord Jesus. Thank you that it's your birthday, the season of your birth. We thank you, Lord God, that you came to this earth to save us from our sins. Thank you, Lord God, for all those who have tuned into this program tonight. Thank you that you minister to us all. You show us who you want us to be. That as we go through our lives, that you help us. Thank you, Father, that you move on our behalf. You always do. Thank you for what you represent for us. And that we can always trust in you no matter what as we go through our lives. Thank you that you are there. You're here for us. And you're helping us. Thank you, Lord God, that whatever needs that we have.
What's that?
Nope. I'm talking to you, Shelly. I don't know what you... Thank you, Jesus, that whatever needs that we have, that you meet the need, Jesus, and... We just give you all the praise and honor and glory for that. And now I thank you for our time in the Word this evening. That you would bless our time as we get into your Word. And learn of your ways and living by faith and how important it is. And I thank you, Father God, that every one of these people receives what they are believing for from you tonight. And I give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory for that. In Jesus' matchless name. And now I make my confession over this program tonight. I say that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming in to the kingdom, to your kingdom, oh God, as a result of this radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen and amen. Turn with me, please, to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. Praise God. This is a faith chapter, Hebrews 11. We're going to be talking about faith tonight. And why do we need this faith in order to please God? Why can't we just please Him without it? I may know, but some of your listeners may wonder. Why? And furthermore, what is this faith stuff anyway? What is it? Because sometimes we may have new people tuning in. Maybe they've just gotten... given their life to Jesus, and maybe they don't understand yet what it is. So please tune to Hebrews 11. And I'm going to begin reading in verse number 1. So Hebrews 11, verse 1, NIV. If you're not there yet, you can catch up to us. Catch up to me. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of what we have not seen. This is what those who came before us were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. And by faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. Watch this. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. Now, I like to add this and say, however, with faith, it is possible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must first believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Pause. It's not a station ID. I'm just grabbing my spot again so I could discuss this a little bit. So what this is saying here is it's saying that you have to believe that God exists. In order to have faith in him, you have to be able to believe that he exists. You have to believe it. Can't just be like, they say there's a God, but I don't know if he's real or not. That doesn't sound like believing. That sounds like doubting. And not supposed to be doing that. Because anyone who comes to him must first believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Earnestly seeking him. That doesn't mean once in a while. Earnestly seeking God means a lifestyle. A lifestyle. That means a lifestyle of walking with God. Not just something you do once in a while. No, lifestyle. I'll pause verse 7. By faith, Noah, when he was warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, he built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and he went, even though he did not know where he was going. Side note, at that point, they didn't have no GPS. They didn't have no GPSs. Abraham couldn't sit there and get on his phone and be, And furthermore, if you don't even know where you're going, how are you going to be able to find it there on your GPS? Well, you're not. People freak out if they don't know where they're going. Abraham called to go to a place, later received an inheritance. He obeyed and he went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land as a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city of foundations, whose architect and builder is God. 11. By faith Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They lived by faith all the way to the end. All the way to the end. Even though they did not receive the things they were promised, they only saw them and they welcomed them from a distance. They admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, he offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned." Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. Turning the page. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, he blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, he spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw that he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood so that the destroyer, the firstborn, would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. But when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. What more shall I say? I do not have the time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned into strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, and they refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawed into. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. First two verses of 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. All right. Now, let's talk about this. So, it gives the story of all these different people that we read about tonight. Abraham on multiple scenarios. David. No, not as much. He didn't really talk about David too much, but Jacob. Isaac. Moses. The Israelites. Both with the crossing of the Red Sea and the Wall of Jericho. Rahab. Even though Rahab was a very bad person, Rahab was not, Rahab, because Rahab did the spies, Rahab was not killed with those who were disobedient. Even though Rahab was a very bad person, because of being a prostitute. But God made it even better for us so that we could receive what we were believing for from him as long as we have faith. Faith isn't just something you have for when you need a miracle. No, you have to live by faith. It takes faith to live. It takes faith to live, listeners. It takes faith. You have to trust in God. And it's a sin to just go around not trusting God. You have to trust God, knowing that he'll be there, that he'll help you. I wish that more people had the kind of faith toward God that they did toward their boss. People, you know, there'll be people that will be there's people that'll be like, well, honey, did you deposit the check on Friday? Yeah. Well, we need to go to the grocery store and buy some bread and milk and for the kids' lunches and what have you. And the other person, well, what if the check's no good? Well, should be in there. And people have faith in their boss and trust that their check is good. And even now, you know, with the direct deposit, see, because they can just check online and they'll know it's there. But some people won't have that level of faith toward God, like just knowing that he's good for it. Because some people could just be like, I hope he's good for it. I hope he's good for it. I gave all that work. I hope he's good for that check. Or she. Most people don't do that towards their boss. But many people do that towards God. I hope he's good for it. Rather than just having that true faith and just trusting in him no matter what. And just trusting that he will do what he said in his word. And what if part of your problem is that maybe you haven't read all his promises? Which means that maybe you don't know what all of his promises are. I believe all his promises are yes and amen. That as someone who follows the word of God, I believe his promises are yes and amen. That's why I live by faith. I don't doubt him for a minute. I don't go around saying, well, I don't think Jesus is going to heal me. I don't think he's ever going to heal me. I think I'm just going to be this way. I personally don't. So you shouldn't either. And I know it's been far too long. But even to this day, I haven't given up on him. I still believe his word. I haven't heard myself say all this faith stuff, this walking by faith, thinking he's going to do it, and I haven't seen the manifestation yet in my eyes. And everything else, I haven't seen it yet. No, I still believe. Still put works to the faith. Still go to the house of the Lord. I don't come up with all kinds of excuses on why I should skip church. Stick to this. Stick to the word. And I continue to believe in him. I will honestly believe that he exists. And with those things that Jesus did in my life in my early years and all those different things that I was healed from with my immune system and the being healed from colon cancer and my immune system being healed and all those different things, can you tell me that's not God? God did that. Jesus did that. And even though I was extremely, 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 extremely little when that happened, trust me, can't say that wasn't God. It was God. So I know that Jesus is the healer. And there's nothing too big for God. There's nothing too small for God either. And I know God wants to help us. He really does want to help us. He cares about each one of us individually. He truly cares. And if we just do what he says and trust in him and believe in him and not doubt and not break all kinds of hedges and not break hedges against him, then we can just receive the things that he has for us. Because I know he has things for us. And now this thing of pleasing God, just in order to do the minimum basic requirements that God asks, you have to have faith in order to do that. It's like that oil. You need it. Takes faith to live today. And how you get faith inserted? Well, my Bible tells me, I don't know what yours tells you, but my Bible tells me faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Not hearing CNN, MSDNC, ABC, CNBC, Fox, Newsmax, not even Breitbart. Nope. Hearing the Word of God. But yeah, faith comes by hearing the Word of God. That's why it's so important that you be found in the house of the Lord, where you can have like-minded believers to rub shoulders with, as well as have a good pastor who can teach you the Word of God. And a place to pay your tithes and offerings. Because you have to, the tithe is very important in order to rebuke the devourer from your life. No, I'm not teaching on tithing. I'm talking about faith, but I'm just briefly mentioning why it's so important that you have a church. And it truly is important that you have a church. And even when you're listening to me, though, faith is being put in you. You can't have faith deposited in you when you're reading it to yourself. You have to be hearing it. That's how God set this up. That's why it's even great if you have maybe your pastor has uploads some of his sermons to YouTube, for example, even, or Facebook Live or whatever, and you go on there and watch it. Maybe either service that you maybe you missed it as you were out of town or something. Hopefully not skipping church on purpose, but maybe you just missed it as you were on vacation or something, or what have you. Or maybe you watched it to refresh your brain. But even that can help you build faith in you, because just like your car needs gas, you need a boost of faith, because it takes faith to live. We need faith. We need faith in order to please God. Without faith, you can't do the things that God asks of us to do. Can't. And sometimes you just got to take that leap of faith. Do something that you wouldn't normally do, but in faith. Believing that the provision will come. Not going to get into all of that, but Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. I pray that we would get this word in our heart and that we would all decide to live by faith. Which is trust in you, that we would all learn to trust you no matter what. And that if we can just put our full trust in you, then we can all know that you will never let us down. Because I know, Lord God, that you will never let me down. You'll never let me down, Jesus. And I just thank you, and I praise you for that. And that as we go through, as we head into December, in the Christmas season, that we'll remember what all this is for, and that you're the reason for it. And I put my faith with these listeners that it'll be a great Christmas, the best Christmas that these people have had. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen, and amen, and amen. Hallelujah. In terms of sports, you had the Washington football team defeating the Seattle Seahawks this weekend. As the Seahawks are not doing well this year. Also, what happened to the Cowboys? They lost again on Thanksgiving. But thankfully, the Buccaneers are back on top with Brady at the helm. And that's a great thing to see. It really is. Now, people may be wondering, you know, Miracle Man, what do you think about this whole stuff going on with LeBron James? Because LeBron James got into a little altercation in Detroit a week ago at Little Caesars Arena with one of our players. Our player got suspended for 2 games. LeBron got suspended for 1. And then there was another little deal there in Indianapolis with a fan a couple days later. So I don't know what's going on with LeBron. You may say, do you think he's a super nice guy? I think his ego's gotten to him. to be honest with you. I think it has. I really do. We do have a couple games to pick. I have a couple college championship games to pick. And a Lions game to pick. Michigan versus Iowa on Saturday in Indianapolis. You have Michigan, who has one loss, only to MSU. And then you have Iowa, who has two losses. When I look at this game, I watched how Michigan did against Ohio, that team to the south. They were dominant. My prediction, give me, winning again, 36. Iowa lot, 32. SEC championship game, Georgia, Alabama. Alabama one loss, Georgia undefeated. Georgia's rolling. Honest prediction, Georgia 31, sweet home Alabama 24. Lions, Seahawks on Sunday. Seattle 31, lying down 26. Folks, until Monday, God first, God always. So long, everybody.